Laura from Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
Hi, I'm Pete Kirchhoff, inviting you to join me every Thursday at 9 a.m. for New Morning, the WGXC Morning Show. We'll have news headlines, weather updates, the 9:30 coffee break, first take, and a mix of rock and roll, folk, country, blues, and soul. That's all on New Morning, Thursdays from 9 to 11 a.m., only here on WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everything in between. This is Justin Weaver. I am your host of this wonderful talk show called Something to Talk About. Today is Wednesday, August 22nd, and you're probably wondering, that doesn't sound like Holly Tanner. Well, it's not. It's Justin Weaver. Holly, unfortunately, can't come today. She gives her warmest wishes and best regards. Her son is a ninth grader going back to school and had a doctor's appointment to get ready for school that could not be changed. And family comes first. So that's where she is. I hope she's listening. And she told me to go ahead and do this solo today. So I am doing that. And we have some wonderful guests here in the studio today. First of all, we have Sean Delaney and Shane Von D. Is that the whole thing? Von D? From Metaverse, the wonderful, really talented group band here in Hudson, New York. We are missing a few of their other members, their newest members, actually. Zachary Nair, Josh Weisner, and one of the co-founders, Vinny Velez, who is not... He was not able to be here, but he gives his regards, and he's here in spirit. He was hoping to call, but that might still happen. We'll see. We also have in studio the very talented makeup artist, professional Lisa Wood, who does Girl Gantua's makeup. So I'm just going to tell you guys, make sure that when you start talking, just talk right into that microphone because we want everybody to hear you. So, Sean, I'll start with you. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're no stranger to radio.
No, I haven't had one with you yet, so
I know.
It's exciting.
And not many people can say that.
Right, I know. It's been a long time in the making, right?
It has been. Sean and I grew up together. Sean is friends with all of my brothers. He's a little younger than me, but I remember going way back, you guys up in the room, you know, sitting and just writing out lyrics
and
taping it and playing it and then rewinding it and scribbling things out and why don't you talk about first of all where you're from, how this all started, where your passion for music comes from.
Sure. I mean, you know, like I've told this story many times, but growing up in Hudson, as you know, the early 90s, it was a pretty strictly a hip-hop town. And you know, starting off with Kenny, your cousin, and
Kenny Weaver.
Yep, Kenny Weaver, and doing the talent shows with him, and then starting our first duo together, and just continuing to branch off, turning my poetry into music lyrics, and kind of just culminating the talent from there. Just kind of, you know, hanging out with all different. There was so many people that were making music all over the place back then, like. everybody. Everybody was making music, so I was always just honing my skills, trying to get better and better, and just building up, building up who I am today. And then as I got older, kind of took it an entrepreneurial route, and you know, just been building my brand, my business, my clothing company, and then of course Hud City Entertainment is our founding father company. We started that in 2008, and it's been a great success.
Well, you have been a great success, and I've noticed throughout the years that your music style has changed. I remember back in the day when you guys were making your music, it was more like, there's a lot more cursing.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot
for sure.
more cursing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It was more like hard, like street rap.
Yep.
And now you've taken on a different style, and that brings us here today to Metaverse. Now, I had to look up the definition of Metaverse. I don't know if you've done that.
We have.
To really pick your name of your group, but the Metaverse is a collective virtual shared space created by the convergence of virtually enhanced physical reality and physically persistent virtual space. So what about that word and that definition just sang to you guys and said, that's the name for our band?
Absolutely. We're trying to find different names that we were coming up with. I mean, we came up with some really classics. I mean, we even had the kids involved in coming up with them. Some were like, oh, I don't know if we can get away with that one or not. But Metaverse came about, you know, we saw that the word stands for beyond reality. Mm-hmm. So that was something that we really want to do, was take our music to a whole nother level of, you know, of what music is seen as today. And then, of course, the word verse in there gives me the opportunity, you know, to have the lyrical ability. And I think verse stands out in that manner. And then, of course, collaborative space, you know, me and Vinny joining the convergence would be hip hop and rock coming together and building that, that unity between the two. And then now that we have a 5-man crew, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit for us now. I'm so excited about, turning this into a full band. It's something that's just like really, really dear to my heart.
Now, you were, your music has gone through different stages. You were Dead Poet Society back then.
Yeah.
And then you had a solo career.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what made you want to go from solo to actually having a band again? Was there something missing in the music that you wanted to get back to?
It's interesting because this is my second rock band. I was in a rock band with Louis Tower, Patty Roach, our band was called Out of Nowhere. And I kept the microchip tattoo on my arm here that you know, kind of sticks in me that I was in a rock band, but just me and Vinny coming together out of nowhere, just kind of having the chemistry that we had and then building what we had, I knew that he was going to have me come out of my comfort zone quite a bit, and I really just needed to be able to accept that and say, all right, what am I capable of besides just the 90s hip hop? Because at some point you have to learn to transition anyway. It's a new era. It's 2018. You can't be a 90s rapper forever.
Well, I'm a fact checker and I dig very, very deep.
Oh wow.
And I think you're a little mistaken.
Okay.
Because you had your first rap group in 1992 called 30 Below.
Oh well, yeah. If you want to go all the way back
take
there,
that.
Definitely. That's awesome. But if you want to,
you
go
were 12
back
years
the
old,
there,
by the way. You were 12.
I know. It's amazing that I've really been making music for that long. It absolutely is. But I use 2004 as the date because that's when I started going to New York City and starting to, I was with a guy named DJ, and basically he helped me like fit my words in the pocket and kind of like learn how to create an actual song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Three 16 bar verses with three hooks, coming up with a catchy melody for a hook and what it takes to be able to promote that song, get it out there.
Well, you know what? As I was digging deep, I have a little surprise for you. Let me hold one second.
Nice.
Okay. I found this, and you tell me who this is with you.
Oh, wow. I know what you're playing.
You are now about to witness
Hud
That's you.
That is me. I forgot that I did music with the one and only Sean Delaney.
Oh, absolutely. We were always trying to get you involved on that.
I got to play a little bit. I have to stop it because you start swearing. Hold on.
Of course. Amazing. Wow. That brings me way back.
Thank you. I'm just going to try to steal your thunder. No.
No, I'll tell you what.
But those are good memories for me, too.
Exactly. Yeah. We've been friends. Like I said, basically, we grew up together, and the whole family, great group of guys. And, you know, what I've done with your brother, Kamish, and what I've done with Kenny, I mean, there's just years and years and years of music in the making. I have I've saved every single song that we've ever made together. So
that's awesome. And same thing with poetry. I'm sure you have all your poems. I've written poetry forever, and I just can't throw them away. They're like your babies. You know,
I do have shoeboxes full of lyrics. As far as poetry is concerned, and maybe I have to look really, really carefully. But as far as lyrics are concerned, I've got them from when I was 12. And yeah, there's quite some things in there.
So you and Vinny formed the group. And just recently, was it last month or so, you brought on three new guys?
August 9th was
August 9th.
Yep.
So in comes Shane Von D. Is it Von D or Van D?
Vandy.
Oh, I like Von.
I like Von, yeah, too.
It all works.
Yeah. It's very like, oh,
yeah, Von. It's like.
How did you come into the group, Shane? And why don't you talk about what your role is in the group?
Well, actually, I've known Vinny for quite a few years, going back to his younger punk days and when he was in a couple bands.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it was posting that Sean had posted looking for someone to be in his their latest video. So I...
That was Survive the Night.
That was Survive the Night, yes. Yep.
Who Lisa, our next guest later on, that when she starts talking, she did the makeup for the video.
Sure did.
And yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so, she did an awesome job. That was amazing. What a good time we had.
Thank you.
She's so shy.
But, we got together, did the video, and then we were going back and forth with, like, ideas and stuff like that. And Sean had actually was interested in forming this band, as well as Vinny, of course. But I started playing guitar when I was younger, and I actually am self-taught bassist and guitar player, but
I think you played guitar one drunken night. It was us up above your. You lived above the Lime Rind.
Yes.
That was you. Yeah,
he likes playing. He likes taking us back, huh?
That just clicked in my head. I was like, yeah, that's right. He played guitar. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, that was actually a couple years before we started doing open mic night.
Uh-huh.
And, I think it was JB's at the time. It was a couple JB's? Years later.
Yes, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yep. But where was I?
Oh my God, I don't know where was it? Oh, you survived the night. You did
right.
Survive the
yep.
night, and you guys were going back and forth, and you played guitar. You played playing guitar.
It was essential for us to put this band together, and Shane was just so amazing. When it came to the video, I mean, he just put 1,000% into his performance as a zombie. So he actually ended up being the alpha zombie and everything. I mean, you know, and just his performance in the video is incredible. But then realizing all the talents that he had and the skill set, bringing him on board was kind of a no-brainer, and he was just 100% on board and like ready to rock. So
who was the girl actress?
Janessa Mackey.
It was Janessa. I was like, she looks like Janessa, but I wasn't sure. She did a really good job, too.
She did. Thank you.
Big shout out to Janessa.
For sure.
Now, people can still find that video. Just type in Survive the Night. It's on YouTube.
We hit 16,000 views.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's getting out there.
It is.
Now, I hope I don't offend, but this is my interpretation of the video. It's a different video.
It is.
It's kind of The Walking Dead meets Dawson's Creek.
That's great. No, yeah, absolutely. It's I mean, the way it was put together, the vision that we had with Lisa and Sean on board and everything, it really did come together the way we wanted it to, the way we wrote it.
Now, I was really upset because the guy didn't survive the night, and they couldn't get married tomorrow.
Right.
So what was the message with the video and the song? Well, answer that first.
The way me and Vinny had wrote the song, the way I had wrote my part of the song, we had envisioned a happy ending at the end where both of them survived. When the director came on board,
she ended up leaving with the band, like most girls do.
Once Sean got a hold of the script and everything, Sean Tiano, he was like, you know, you did kind of forecast his death in your verse, and I said, oh, you know, I actually did. I said, you know, if I don't survive. You know, then keep carrying on, basically. And it's like, oh, okay, so I guess he does have to die.
I didn't think he was going to die, actually. I was surprised that he died.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then when the hand came up at the end, I thought it was going to be him, but I was like, he couldn't have gotten that far that fast. So it has to be a zombie. Yeah. I don't know. I've watched it a few times just to see, like, little things I like to do that see what's in the background. You know,
there's a lot that going on in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. It was staged pretty well, you know, because there's always something going on in the background and everything. So
right.
I actually like that. Now, what is your process now that you have somebody else? So you said Vinny writes some lyrics and you write some lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Does somebody come up with the idea first and then you guys write your own lyrics and you compare them and put them together? Or
so the process is Vinny comes up with the instrumentals and, you know, he just comes up with song ideas. I come up with the song ideas. He sends me the instrumental and I go to town, create the song, create, you know, what I think a great concept for a song would be for this. I mean, some of the instrumentals he sends, he's like, I really don't expect you to write anything to this. And it's like, I do. I end up, you know, I can make a song out of nothing, really. And so we were able to...
Sorry, we're being interrupted by the Drive Time Radio show.
Slade Buddy in the house.
I don't do this to your show. No, it's okay. Honorary guest.
I just happen to be in the neighborhood, so I want to do a quick plug, and you got my guy Sean in here for our block party this Saturday, 12 to 5, everything free, free food, free everything. And we're going to have a sumo suits that's going to be available.
Why'd you point at me?
So I would love for you guys to get in the sumo suit. You can sing the song.
How about...
off against Justin.
How about we find out who the real Mr. WGXE is and have a sumo contest?
I'll take you on.
Let's go. You heard it here.
I don't want to mess up your hair.
You heard it here first. No, my wig's in the car. I'm good.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Kamal. Yeah. We'll listen to you later at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6, the Drive Time Radio Show.
For sure.
Okay, Sean, continue.
Yeah, where was I at?
I have no idea.
I got you. So I Vinny sends the instrumentals. I put the songs together. We put the songs together. And, you know, I record my part on Pro Tools. And then I send it back to him. He records his part on Pro Tools. We send it back and forth to one another until it's done, you know, until it sounds solid, until it sounds incredible enough for be able to say, yeah, okay, we got something here. I mean, people may not know this, but we literally probably have almost two albums ready right now. We've only put out three songs in a year and working on our fourth now.
Yes, and that brings us to you have a new one coming out.
Oh, man.
And the campaign is hashtag Rebel in You, and
correct.
You've been calling all rebels to get people to tell their story with a video, and you're taking those videos, whoever you consider to be a rebel in their own way.
Correct.
It's going to be a part of your new music video. And what's the song, and when can we expect to hear it?
Well, the song is really big for us because, you know, earlier when we first made it, we sent it to some people, a couple people that we know in the industry and things like that, and they believe that this is probably going to be our biggest single, you know, so far and possibly ever, you know, because the song is a really, really great song. Everybody has a rebel in them. And being a rebel is really, it's not about, you know, stealing money out of cash register and getting away with it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
That's a different rebel. Yeah, we're talking about the rebel in you that makes you unique, that makes you stand out, that makes you just 100% original in who you are, how you carry yourself. And We put out a campaign out there. The hashtag is Rebel in You. We're trying to get that to trend, not just around Columbia County. We're trying to get it to trend around the world, of course. We don't have that global fan base just yet, but we have been able to get some videos so far. Shout out to Rashad Barksdale, Janae Luciani. We just got her video.
Oh, good.
And we actually have Zachary, who's going to be, who sent us a video. He's our drummer. Actually, he has autism.
Well, that's, yeah, I was going to say.
Another question?
Well, no.
Boy, you really do your research, man.
I was
going
to say, that brings me to this, because you do have pretty much worldwide recognition for your song about autism called Open Your Eyes.
Right.
So why don't you talk about that and talk about what you were just saying about your band member.
Sure. Back in 2007, I worked as a direct support professional and doing that as a special needs program watching being a DSP and watching all these individuals' disabilities and things like that, I felt compelled to write a song about being a direct support professional and what it takes to take care of somebody with a disability and how they may feel in the eyes of themselves. And the song ended up being number one on YouTube in the world when viral wasn't even a word yet. We were able to hit, I think we hit over 170,000 overnight, and then we're up to 250,000 now. The video still gets a lot of play. It's played all around in different agencies all over the country, I believe. It's used in training purposes.
Yeah. It's the only song out there that specifically is about autism.
Right, and it's a hip-hop song on autism, which is even more. Of course, I'm much more svelte in that video. Because 67, I don't even know how
you look like Timbo in the video.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, it's definitely an older video, but the concept and the feeling that I put into it is just ended up being a great song. I traveled all around to Washington, D.C., performed the lyrics in front of constituents and people at the White House and things like that. So that was really cool.
Well, I know as a performer, not everybody is going to love every single thing that you do.
Right.
It really takes a strong mind and a really tough, solid backbone to be in any kind of creative element, and you're putting yourself out there for people to judge you. I know I saw on Facebook you got some harsh, just one harsh critic that was kind of ripping your last video to shreds.
Yeah.
How do you handle criticism? And I mean, we're all human, so sometimes we have to like defend what we do.
Right.
So I wanted to hear from you, like, how do you stay strong when people are attacking what you're doing and what your passion is?
Yeah.
And how do you deal with the critics?
Sometimes I do let it get to me, but for 95% of the time, I've always been one to be able to climb right over top of a hater, and just be able to let it fuel my fire as far as that's concerned. I've really always been one to try to one-up them by not paying any concern to it, and that's really been my thing. But sometimes the passion inside you gets in there and it's like, oh man, is this guy serious or whatever, so that's I've always been the one to try to look above and see above that.
Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just back to the rebel thing. Yep. I wanted to make sure that I talked about our host here, Justin, is also going to be sending in a video about what makes him a modern day rebel, and we're super excited to have that. We're also going to feature him in our music video, and I had to throw that out there.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry.
You're welcome. Because, you deserve it. You're one of the most, unique, great individuals that we have in this area. And we just, I've always loved you. And we are super excited to have you involved in this.
Thank you. And the $50 check is at the door. Thank you for saying that. No, I'm just, I'm kidding, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not. But no, I'm really excited to do
I'll
that,
take
too.
A look.
I'm very excited. Now, before we go to break, actually, we have about 6 minutes, so we got some time.
Sure.
We're going to play For people that didn't hear Survive the Night, we're going to play that song at break so people can hear the music. What's the message of your songs these days? And what's the message of your overall music? What do you hope that people get out of listening to your songs?
We like to make songs with substance, and songs that are relatable to real life, and really to continue to open the eyes of the world to look past, to try to face adversity, to climb out of the darkness, to find a light at the end of the tunnel. We're all about positivity. We're all about the message. We're all about letting people know that they can be who they are and shine on that way. And really, you know, over the years, that's where I struggled so hard to get in the industry, because something positive like that wasn't really looked at years back. It wasn't looked at. Now it's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's like everybody's positive now. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, I beat you to that, but I just didn't get there yet.
Yeah. It seemed like the tougher you were, the more...
Exactly. Yeah, better chance. Yeah, exactly. So, and when I flipped it up, you know, and I would not bend for anybody. I always remained who I am. I always stand by my brand 100%,
which is Sincerely Dedicated.
Yep, and Hud City Entertainment.
Hashtag Are You Dedicated? R, the letter R, U, letter U, Dedicated.
Right.
At first, I looked at it. I thought it said hashtag rude.
Yeah, I had that. I had that on my car. People have always asked that, and it's just the R U.
Yes.
Yeah. So it kind of catches the eye a little bit. Yeah. But
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I didn't realize also the Sincerely Dedicated, the S and the D is Sean Ooh. Delaney. I didn't realize that until, I mean, and I bought one of your hoodies, and I never, I'm just kind of oblivious.
It is all.
And really gay.
Every single bit of my products and everything are cohesive with who I am. So the S and the D, you know, the treble clef, when you flip a treble clef, you get the S and the D.
Yeah.
And when you flip music, you get clothing. You know what I mean? So it's a flip. And that's, so everything makes sense. Everything is cohesive with the brand. As far as Metaverse is concerned, to have Shane next to me right now, you know, is just, is such a exciting thing, because to be able to know that we're going to be able to perform these songs that we've written live in front of hopefully the world is something I'm super looking forward to.
Do you have anything in the works of actually performing live as Metaverse for people around here or anywhere?
Actually, we're looking to start gigging hopefully in October. We got our first gig lined up. That's going to be October 6th at
Day of Hope.
Day of Hope, yep.
Andrew Baker.
Oh, yeah, the Day of Hope, right.
That is our first...
That's your coming
live
out party
performance.
That's what we say in the gay world. That's your coming out party.
And we are super stoked. He gave us an hour set, and we are rehearsing. We're getting together.
Tell people where that is happening. Do you know where that's happening?
Yeah, it's at Greenport Park, Greenport Town Park.
Greenport Town Park. What time?
Ten to four is the event, because Sincerely Dedicated will also be there as a vendor.
And if people want to book you or whatever, how do they get in touch with you?
Right now, they can get us at metahudcity@gmail.com. That's our email address. But we are currently in the works. We do have some pretty high-end management consultation going on right now. You know, we don't have a manager per se, but we are super close to finding that. We've been offered our first record deal ever.
Wow, congratulations.
And so we're looking into it and everything, looking into if it fits for us and, you know, what's in it for us, basically, because labels, they either going to try to help you or they're going to try to, like, just, you know, they're just going to take everything. So you got to be very careful. The scams and the you know, the people out there trying to take advantage is just ridiculous these days. It's all it really is. You have to find that 1% of genuine heart that people want to really help you for the right reasons.
Well, Sean Delaney, you have been quoted as saying that your objective is to introduce the world to your point of view through your music and your lyrics, which are engineered and originally created for the world's listening pleasure. And you are doing just that, and you are finding new ways every other year, it seems, to express yourself through music. And we are sincerely dedicated to you.
Awesome. I'm definitely sincerely dedicated to every single one of people that support me, all the fans, and everybody that's taken Metaverse for what it really is will be phenomenal.
Oh, we have a caller. This
okay.
never happens.
Yes.
Is it a wrong number? No, I'm just kidding.
Wrong number.
Hi. Hi, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Vinny.
Vinny! Hey, yes. Vinny Velez, the co-founder of Metaverse. We were
that's
hoping
right.
you could call in. I heard that you were stuck in the woods somewhere.
Yes, I am. The woods of North Carolina right now.
What are you doing out in North Carolina?
Yeah, it's a family thing. We're in the Outer Banks.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for being able to call in. We've just been talking to Sean and to Shane for the last half hour. What can you add? What's your perspective on Metaverse, and what does it mean to you to be a part of this group?
Metaverse is, it's a great project for me. I kind of wasn't sure going in that it was actually even going to be a true project. I just wrote a song with Sean, and it went so well, and it was so easy. And it was exciting for me because I'd come from the rock world and, you know, had been a fan of certain hip-hop songs throughout the years, but never wrote anything in that genre, so it was an exploration, and for me it's like variety, spice of life type thing, and it was just like, wow, this is going to be fun. So we started writing tracks, and before we knew it, I mean, we clicked on multiple levels in that our perspectives and where we were in life and just what we wanted to write about and the positivity we wanted to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made sense to make it something bigger and make it something that was kind of, yeah, we're really going to do this, rather than just a one-off, yeah, this is a cool song, you know, see ya, have a, you know, good luck with your career. No, so it's great. So we're a real deal team now, and getting the band together solidifies it even that much more. And this whole Rebel thing that we're doing is, I think, is going to be amazing. Besides it being an awesome song, the campaign behind it, and bringing people to the forefront that, you know, aren't afraid to be themselves and are positive role models for others. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome to me.
And it's also really awesome that you guys both have had your own careers musically before you got together, and completely different styles of music, and you've managed to meld all of that together with still staying true to what your message is through music and kind of finding that common ground. So that's really amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was, it was unexpected. I didn't expect to kind of just be so locked in and on the same wavelength as Sean, but once we started, we said, damn, okay, all right, so we're going to do this. it's been awesome.
What's your I'll ask you both this question, and Shane too. What would you say is your ultimate goal, or is it just ever changing through music? Do you have an ultimate goal to get to that point where you're just completely content with everything, or are you just always tweaking and always trying to find a new style? Like, what do you think?
Well, I think with this project, I feel like none of it feels self-indulgent to me at all. So it feels like something that is public.
Uh-huh.
It feels like something that should be out there in the world and just needs to be heard by as many people in as many places as possible. And the message is so positive. I mean, It definitely needs to go as big as it possibly can. This isn't me writing a record, you know, about my hardships in my room And yes, that should be heard as well. But something about this just feels like it's for the public. It's to be consumed in a popular setting. So, and that's the first project that's kind of felt that way. I just feel we have to reach the masses, and we have to get our word out there and the music out there, and then let it take on a life of its own.
Yep.
And I'll feel really good about what we've done. You know, I'll definitely feel complete music-wise, and I'll always work on multiple projects. That's just who I am. I work on a billion things all at once because that's just me. But with this project, it's just such a focus and so clear where it needs to go that it's awesome.
Well, it is awesome. And Sean, you want to have the final word, and then we have to go to break, and we're going to play for everyone listening your song Survive the Night. Vinny, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you guys play live on October 6th at Day of Hope out at Greenport Town Park. Sean, you want to have the final word before we play the song?
Sure. Really, if I can do this for a living, supporting my family, it's always been about family for me, and being able to have a full-time job of making music as a career, making clothing as a career, not having to juggle all of these different things, just being able to kind of sit back and reap the benefits of all the hard work and dedication that I put into this, and be able to spread our message across the world, that would be quite ideal for me.
Well, we appreciate your time here. We wish you the best of luck. And once again, you can see Metaverse performing live at Greenport Town Park on October 6th, a Day of Hope, which is for breast cancer
yep.
Awareness and research. Mm-hmm. That's from 10 to 4 on October 6th. Okay, so thank you, Sean Delaney. Thank you, Shane Von D.
You're welcome.
Vinny Velez. All you ladies, you stay tuned, because we have the fabulous professional makeup artist and extraordinaire Lisa Wood. She'll tell you how to contour. She'll tell you what brushes. She'll tell you what lipsticks. And she'll tell you a little bit about some other things that she told me before the show started. You want to stay tuned. So here we go. Here's Survive the Night. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Something to talk about. I'm Justin Weaver. We'll be right back.
Has authorized the use of chemical weapons as a final resort to eliminate the virus that has infected more than half the country's population. All survivors are urged to seek higher ground immediately. The bombs will drop in 24 hours.
Last chance and one last try. At least I know I made the effort before I die. Let me just say three words if it's alright. Can't let the opportunity pass me by. I lived life but it wasn't enough. I only had 2 years to fall in love. I'll be with you till the end, I'm all in love. If we survive all the angels are calling us.
If we survive tonight, we survive the night.
Don't be scared, try to focus on the love we share. Hold my hand through it all, I'll show I can. Stand tall, we won't fall, we'll be prepared.
And if we make it out alive, I promise I'm making you my wife. But tonight I'll be willing to sacrifice. If it comes down to it, baby, I won't think twice.
If we survive tonight, we survive tonight, we survive the night, I'm gonna marry you tomorrow. And if the sun does rise, to ease the somber cry.
Find a way to survive, a way to stay alive. Let's make it till tomorrow, find a place to hide. Whenever you feel scared, look into my hazel eyes. No crying, tears or sorrow, no, it's you and I. And if we die, I'm marrying you on the other side. I know it's hard to swallow, so you know you can't survive. What a ride, as long as we're together, we'll be fine. Because our love's forever, the sun will forever shine.
If we survive the night, if we survive the night, if we survive the night, I'm gonna marry you tomorrow. And if the sun does rise, to ease the somber cries, just these hazel eyes, gonna marry you tomorrow. If we survive the night, if we survive the night, if we survive the night, I'm gonna marry you tomorrow.
And if the sun does rise, ease the somber cries, trust these hazel eyes, gonna marry you tomorrow.
Welcome to the sunrise, welcome to a new life. Do you? Because I do.
And we're back. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Something to Talk About. I'm Justin Weaver, and that was Survive the Night by Metaverse. And we just got done talking to Sean Delaney and Shane Von D and Vinny Velez of Metaverse. And now we're going to move into... Oh, God, that didn't come out right. We're going to begin chatting with... How's that? Lisa Wood. Lisa, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, darling.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
She's so shy. She doesn't like to get her face out there. Mm-hmm. She likes to make everybody look beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'm behind the scenes.
She's behind the scenes. Now, Lisa, why don't you tell us... Okay. You had a whole life in optometry, and then you moved into the makeup world. Mm-hmm. So you've always really been about face.
Very good.
That's the name of your business.
Like that, yes.
As a professional makeup stylist. Why don't you talk about how you came into this line of work and a little bit about your many, many years in the optometry field?
Okay. Actually, optician.
Optician. What's the difference?
Well, there's optometry, which is, you know, being an optometrist.
Oh, like actually putting things into the eyeball.
Bingo. I don't do that.
Okay.
No.
Put things on around the eyeball, like the glasses.
Right. When the patient comes out of the exam room, I'm the first person they come to.
Oh.
So I fit them with their glasses.
You're the first person they see.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky them.
And yeah.
But you just left that business.
Well, I'm still in it for the rest of the end of this month.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I've been in it for 30 years.
Wow.
Long time.
Yes.
Yes.
And you, relatively speaking, mm-hmm. It was, let's see, you started off with face painting
right.
About 7 years ago.
What happened with that? My daughter was a youngin, and she was going to a birthday party, and the mother of the friend knew that I was artsy crafty, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
Hey, would you mind? And I'm like, yeah, I guess I've never done it before. I paint and I sketch and blah, blah, blah. Sure, what the heck? And a mom was watching me, and immediately she was like, who is she? I want to hire her.
Wow.
And boom, that's what happened.
And so you became a face painter.
Face painter.
So you'd show up at like events and carnivals and things like that.
Festivals, carnivals. You know, here you're talking about this...
Day of Hope.
He's looking at me like, mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's perfect for you.
Well,
Andy Baker. We'll put you in touch with Andy Baker.
Let me see if I have that date for you.
Yes.
If I do, I will definitely donate
That'd be awesome.
Time. But, and I do donate my time once in a while, depending on what it is.
Yes, you do. When Girl Ganch was in a pinch.
My pleasure.
I still owe you $80. I'm not supposed to say anything about money. Okay, go ahead.
No. So do, you know, birthday parties, festivals, blah, blah, blah. And about 3 years ago, I got into body painting. And that's been interesting.
Body painting.
Yes.
Okay. Now, so that's nude people, mm-hmm. and you paint their whole bodies to mm-hmm. make it look like they're wearing things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
Now.
Yeah, I know you have been.
There must be a part of you that enjoys touching people's flesh.
I don't know about that. But, I have interesting stories, but to be, down on my knees, painting people.
Yes.
Yes.
I love how this conversation has taken a turn for the worse.
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here. Now, okay, so now let's not give everybody. You like to explore all facets of makeup.
Yes. So yes. I also do, makeup for special occasion, prom, wedding,
bat mitzvahs.
Do you do any funeral, like any dead body makeup? When I was a kid, I wanted to do that.
Uh-huh.
I could definitely handle doing
so
that.
So that's down the road, possibly.
Possibly. I'm only, I'm going to be 50.
You're not going to be 50.
I'm going to be 50.
When?
April 15th.
Next year?
Tax day.
Oh, my God. Tax day.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We got to play at a party.
Yeah, right?
Now, I heard something. I can't say that word on the air. I'm going to go to a different thing.
Oh.
Now, drag makeup.
Love.
Now, how long have you been doing drag makeup?
Just on you, darling.
Am I really the first person you've ever done drag? So, everybody, go look at Girl Gantua Jones, all her photos on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And
Instagram.
That is Lisa just being a true professional and knowing her craft and studying.
That's what really impresses me
about you, because you don't just do makeup. You really invest yourself in the process.
I do.
And you study and you research and you
procure what I need to pull off a certain look.
Now, what does it do for you when you're doing somebody's makeup? Mm-hmm. What do you get out of it?
Satisfaction. All right.
Are you a perfectionist with your makeup?
Well, you would know that.
Yes.
But also, it's no different than painting a painting or doing a sketch or working with other mediums if you're an artist. And you had asked me that question before. How do you know? Like, when was that epiphany for me?
Yes.
And I had my coworker at the time. She's no longer my coworker. And I had her.
Or your friend.
Oh, no, she is.
I'm trying to start trouble. Sorry. No. I do that a lot.
I was down in a photo shoot down in Newburgh. And I brought her down for a body paint. The girl knew nothing of body painting. She was willing to do it for me. And I had her on her back, bare naked on her back. And my face is like right in her stomach and chest. And I had one of my little paint palettes on resting on her chest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing my roses. And she's like, gee, isn't this kind of weird? And at that moment, I had my epiphany. I looked up and I noticed it was snowing outside. It was too early for snow. And I said, wow. This is skin. I'm painting skin. I'm painting a naked body, but it wasn't that. It was a canvas.
Yeah.
And at that point, I noticed, okay, I've transcended from being an artsy crafty mom.
And you found your calling.
Found my calling, and after that, pow, took off crazy.
Did you ever feel like that with your other job, or you really found your true passion? You think now with the makeup.
My job, which I've been in for 30 years, I fell into that as well.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've just always been very good at. It's a niche. I consider myself more, of a frame stylist than an optician, although I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah.
And it was great. Met a lot of great people. I had quite the rapport with a lot of patients through the years, and I'm sad to go. I mean, because I'm retiring from this business.
Right.
You got to realize every time I go into, hey, that's Lisa. And that was really cool. But now it's like, time to put that away.
Yep.
Time to do what I love to do, what feeds my soul.
Well, and you know what? Halloween is coming up, so you must be in your heyday. This must
be extremely.
Now, do you always get a lot of people coming to you on Halloween, or do you think it's going to be much more this year because you've been really putting yourself out there?
Every year it's been growing. It's crazy. And I have I have a very large upstairs apartment, and in one room I have it as a
makeup studio,
and I have clients come to my studio, and that's where I do their faces, and on they go to their parties. And I've had quite a few people who have actually won awards from doing that.
Hello, I did. You did me up during Hudson Pride. Well, not Hudson Pride. Out Hudson Pride Parade. Yep. You did me up as She-Ra.
Yes.
And I won Most Villainous. And woo-hoo. You did a wonderful Batman on Andrew Lauren Resto.
Yeah.
So very, very, very amazing work that this lady does.
Thank you.
Is there any kind of makeup? Any kind of makeup you don't like to do? Anything that just annoys you?
I have not found one yet.
What's your favorite kind of look to do? Is there anything that you really enjoy doing?
Drag.
You do.
I do.
I found your canvas, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to put this out there to a lot of women who do makeup on themselves. And, you know, you're watching these tutorials and, you know, the big eyebrows and, you know, how they're doing the contouring, like a lot of drag queens. The drag queens were the ones that started the big time contour.
Yes.
Okay. There's a reason for that.
Yes.
Because you're trying to turn yourself into a woman.
Well, cover girl does not cover boy.
Well,
so put it that way. You need a lot of spackle. You need a lot of time and patience.
It's building and blending.
Yes, building and blending. And yeah, I mean, she does my makeup. And if I'm in a rush, she can get me done in an hour. But mm-hmm. when she really is, when I have time, we can sit in that chair for 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Cocktails.
We need cocktails, of course. Preferably AC next time.
Yeah, you can say that.
But yeah, all right, so what are some tips for girls?
Stop watching YouTube. I shouldn't say
stop
that.
Stop watching YouTube.
I shouldn't say that. No. I mean, it's okay. But don't
never mind. Don't you have a YouTube tutorial?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Just kidding.
No, but seriously, these young girls are trying to pull themselves off to look like these drag queens. And it's not realistic. You're girls.
Right.
You know, soften it up a bit. Stop doing it with the contour sticks and the dark brown and the white and all that. You look like a freaking clown.
Well, I see a lot of girls carrying these makeup bags with them, little purses, and there's mm-hmm. I mean, God knows what. There's this thing and that thing and this thing.
Yep.
What are just some basic essentials that they can get by on?
No, this is one tutorial that I was going to work on, actually. Really simple stuff. Yes, you need foundation.
Now, do you prefer a cream or a powder, or
liquid,
doesn't matter? A liquid foundation?
Liquid. But there are women who prefer powder. Just a simple liquid foundation, your skin tone that actually matches your neck. Okay? And
that's
blend
a mistake
it and
that
blend
they make.
It down to the neck. Don't stop at the jawline. Powder for, you know, to set it all in, which is kind of a drag thing, but there is a purpose for women.
And, you know, if they're out of powder, they can spray their face with hairspray. That works.
Mm-hmm.
That works too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where I learned that from.
Mm-hmm.
What about they have all these brushes, and I see a lot of girls, they don't wash their brushes. How important is it to wash your brushes?
Oh yeah.
Well, you can get some deadly diseases,
especially
can't you?
If you're sharing, like a typical girl will share their makeup brushes and makeup with their girlfriends. You don't really want to do that. There's this really cool thing that I got at Amazon. It looks like a fishbowl, and there's like this little motor on the end, and you stick it in there. And then
are we still talking about makeup?
Anyway, it's cheap. Needless to say, you got to wash your brushes.
It's a brush washer.
Okay. You got to wash your brushes at least once a month.
Okay. Now,
don't share your brushes if you can at least.
Is there a particular brand of makeup that it's like your go-to standby, or just something that you could recommend to girls that maybe not that might not break the budget that they should invest in?
A little bit better than not break. All right. So if you can break it a little bit, a really good brand to go to is Lorac, Lorac.
Uh-huh.
Reasonably priced, very well made. There's really very little fall off. I love L'Oreal. L'Oreal, you can buy at Walmart.
Yeah, you can buy that everywhere.
Yeah, Maybelline's not bad, but I'm a L'Oreal girl.
Okay. Now, does makeup go bad?
Yes.
And when does it go bad? When should they throw away all that stuff that they don't use that's just in their drawers taking up space?
Foundation up to a year.
Uh-huh.
Mascara, they say, every 3 to 6 months. Try not to share your mascara because that's infection.
Eye infection,
on a stick.
Yes.
Nasty.
Yes. Now,
we'll be sure to do that.
Sean's taking notes, by the way. Metaverse is really interested in
He's
makeup.
Interested. I have a couple wigs at home for you.
I have a couple too, and I think they're yours actually. Now, have you done any celebrities?
No, not just you, Justin.
I'm talking about makeup.
No, not as of yet.
Okay, all right. Well, stay tuned. Now, Okay, here's one of my big problems. Mm-hmm. How do you help people that have dark circles and bags under their eyes? Do you believe in Preparation H? Are you a Preparation H girl?
I've heard of it. I've never used it. I believe in a couple of good things, which I've discussed with you before. A good night's sleep.
Yeah, that never happens.
I know.
Next.
Lots of water.
That doesn't really happen either.
Okay. taking spoons and putting them in the freezer.
Yes, I love that tip.
Okay. Did you ever try it?
No.
No. Okay. the Preparation H I've heard of. The main thing is you got to get a good night's sleep. If you have bags under your eyes, there's a way to use highlighter around, and we're going to work on that.
Yeah, we need to.
Right on that circle, not the entire bottom of your eye, just
yeah, because
dotting.
Then you end up looking like a raccoon because it gets right in there, and then it looks even worse.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So tell me a story about like a weird makeup session that you had. What was like the weirdest?
Weirdest makeup session. I follow Michael Poussar, who is an awesome, I'd say erotic oil painter. And I've always been jonesing to do that type of look on people. And I had a couple that were very nice to work with me. And they were very, it was just odd. She had like these red and white cones coming out of her head. And she had a corset on. And I had like brush on, very large nipples. Because they're very exaggerated. And if you look at Michael Hussar's work, that's, you know. And the guy looked like he was just death with like a gold cross on his
forehead. Oh my
God. And
I'm happy you survived that.
Yeah, it was fun. But then but again, I like the macabre. I'm all about the macabre.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually a zombie fan. So when I got propositioned the idea to actually do, I'm like, no freaking way.
Uh-huh.
This has been a year of a lot of firsts for me, and I've never done a, you know, makeup for a video before. I've done, you know, theatrical styling. Not so much. I do special effects, but I also do character makeup.
Yeah.
So I had to work with a lot of people to turn into zombies, and I was thankful that I had an assistant with me to quicken the process, because it was like, boom, got to get it done, got to get out, got to film, and was like, okay. But it was fun. I had a blast during that time.
We have 3 minutes left, and I just want to make sure that we get this out there. I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you, see your work.
Yep.
Where do they go?
Yep. All right. So Lisa M. Wood is my name on Instagram. Facebook page is About Face. I think it still is.
About Face. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. About Face 10, or just Lisa Wood. I'm actually thinking of changing it to Lisa M. Wood Makeup Artistry.
Okay.
But you can find me about Face.
Okay. And you do house calls?
I love to do house calls.
Okay. So
all about that.
If people can drive to you,
I will gladly come to them. And that's something else I'm going to be working on, going to bed and breakfasts and all that. All
right. So people should, and you will get people ready for a wedding. You'll do all the wedding makeup.
Yep.
And if your kids need you want your kids to stand out for Halloween this year, go to you. You can do whatever they need.
Yes, I turn them into what they want to be.
Now, I had a question. Okay, we have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Now, let's say you have somebody sitting in your chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman, a very particular woman, and she has a really strong idea of what she wants you to do, but you know it's not going to work, and it's not going to look good on her.
Right.
Do you do it to make her happy, or do you stick to your guns because you just don't want her to leave your chair looking like...
Yeah, it's very important for me for her to look her best, and I don't want her... It's no different than eyeglasses. I'm brutally honest.
Yep.
So if I think it's not going to look right, I'm going to kind of steer you in the direction where you should be.
Right.
We might have a compromise, but I explain as to why it might not work for you, and you're my walking card. I mean, you have to look...
Right.
Beautiful.
Right. Because when people see that makeup, that your name is attached to it.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that you put your best foot forward.
Exactly.
What else? Is there something I didn't get to that you want to, in the last minute that we have, what else do we want to say?
No, I think we talked about a lot of stuff.
You can always see Lisa's makeup on display by looking at Girl Gantua, coming to all Girl Gantua shows.
Yes. When's the next one?
When is my next one? September 29th at Orr. at Or Bar.
Yes.
I am hosting Thirsty Burlington, who is the world premier Cher impersonator and famous drag queen from Provincetown. Everybody knows her and loves her. She's the best one out there. She's coming to Hudson, and I'm her opening act and her MC.
All right, you and I really need to get together.
Yes,
and
we do.
Beforehand and yes. really work with... Okay.
Yes. Okay. We have 24 seconds. Sean and Shane, do you want to say anything before we say goodbye?
Well, we'll also be seeing her in the Rebel video because of what she's going to do for you.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. So. Lisa and I will be in the Rebel video.
You'll get to see how it's done.
Yep. Okay, 7 seconds. Don't forget Day of Hope. That's October.